Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Pose Radio Podcast. I have a very lovely and special guest with me today, Tiana Woods. Hi, Tiana, how are you?
Hi, Vanessa, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Tiana, I know this is all amazing. I'm glad we'll be speaking with you today. I know you recently released your great single, Girls Like Us, and it's all on every platform right now. Can you share with us what was the process like creating the single?
This one was a fun one. So I co-wrote this single with Lou Garrison, a friend of mine in the States. And we were in the studio. We took the song in a couple different directions. I wasn't positive what direction I wanted to go with the song, but we decided to keep modern flavor, but a little bit of a traditional feel as well. And it was great recording it in the studio.
Amazing. That's awesome. I know your Girls Like Us, again, it's on all platforms everywhere. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, anyone people can find it. Can you tell us, you know, I understand what other artists, certain artists, their process is through creating the producing of the music and writing the lyrics. Is there any particular meaning that you wanted to convey to your fans?
Well, for me, I like to have positive vibe songs. I'm inspired by so many different genres. Like, country music is my main genre, but when I grew up listening to a variety of different music. So it's important that it's positive for me. I like upbeat music. I just prefer it, even though I love the ballads too. But when I'm releasing to radio, I like to have a modern upbeat song. And yeah, so we start with the lyrics. I actually like to start with a bit of a melody first, and then from there I'll build my lyrics, and then I'll bring it into my producer just to see what he thinks, and then we'll just start building one by one, instrument wise, listen to it and change as we go until we get that final product that we're all happy with.
Amazing. That's amazing. I know, you know, as an artist, as a performer, you performed on like so many different stages. You've been on many award show stages. You've also toured as well. Can you tell me, is there any kind of particular experience that you just, one of your most memorable experiences or something that you just love doing?
Being on stage is incredible. So, you know, being in the music business has allowed me to tour quite a bit. I've done so many different festivals, theater shows in Canada. It's taken me to Japan. Before I started as a country music artist, I was really involved with music theater. So I played the lead role of Anna Green Gables in Japan, which was an incredible experience. It's taken me on cruise ships across the States, which has been amazing. And it's just great meeting so many people and just seeing so many different places. And there's no feeling like being on stage. It's like my second home.
Amazing. Amazing. I know, of course, with all your experience within country music and your various awards that you've won and nominations, which has been amazing. Being on so many different stages, how has your music, especially being in abroad or you've been in Japan, you know, you've been all over the world, how has the audience taken to your music? Is there any difference from within the States or any other country?
No, you don't really find a difference. I think music will attract to people in different ways, regardless of where they live, right? And thank goodness for social media, because it's allowed me to, you know, broaden who hears my music. It's amazing. You know, if someone's listening on a digital site, they can be in Japan, they can be in Europe, they can be in Canada. And people can all be listening together, which is great.
Amazing. I know, of course, with your new single, Girls Like Us, I mean, having the lyrics that you write, touch a lot of artists and touch other audiences and fans of even more than just your fans, the general public. And now that it's playing on radio stations everywhere, how do you think this song will impact, especially women that you speak to?
Yeah, it's a bit of a women's anthem. the lyrics are really, you know, about being kind of traditionally country, growing up in that traditional family, having those family values and maintaining those family values. And I think that's really important for a strong female, but also for men as well.
Yeah, Absolutely. Absolutely. I think your music touches to, of course, not only female. I'm glad that there's a women's anthem because we needed one. of course, touches to people of all genders as well and all ages too. So it's more than just, you know, adults or just females, it's males and children as well. Something that everyone can learn, those core values that you grow up with and understanding how to implement them into your life now is just amazing. I'm glad that you were able to make this song as well. So thank you so much for that, Sienna.
Thank you.
Of course, with your achievements, like you, I mean, you've been nominated and won awards from the Country Music Association, Toronto Independent Music Awards. I mean, the Josie Awards is just never ending, nonstop. How has that influenced your music making and your process of creating music?
Well, it's been very, very positive. It's nice to be recognized for your music. And those awards, you know, show that recognition, which is great. I'm really happy again to be nominated for 3 Josie Awards this year, which is incredible. Female artist, musician, and vocalist of the year. So really, really great. It's just nice to have that recognition that people are enjoying your music and they're recognizing you for it.
Absolutely. Well, tell me, Sienna, for your newest single you released already 3 weeks ago, that people are jamming to now on the radio, on music platforms everywhere. Tell me, what can we look for next that's coming up with Sienna?
Well, I'm always in the studio, always working on new music. Right now we're focusing on shows. So this is heavy festival season for me and my band. So we've got a number of shows across Canada right now. But I'm also in the studio now. I'm working on a brand new album. So hopefully to have that released sometime this year. And I'm kind of focusing on, you know, line dancing music right now. So we're working on that. I'm really excited to be releasing that.
That's amazing. Can you tell us a little, can we get a little sneak peek or, you know, what's going on behind the line dancing music?
So right now I'm just finalizing what I'd like to hear on the CD. We've got a number of songs that we've started recording. There's a couple that I'm still working on, but just different vibes. I'm so impressed by line dancing right now and how many people perform and do it. They love it. It's really, really big in Canada too. And I think it's big everywhere. And the styles are so diverse. So we're just trying to, I'm still keeping it country, but just trying to have some traditionals, some originals, and some covers in there. So stay tuned for that.
Nice. Sienna, where can we stay connected with you? Can people find out more information about you as well as your website?
Sure. Yeah. So my website is tiannawoods.com. So you can definitely check me out there. But I am pretty active on my social media sites and I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can find me at Tianna Woods Music.
Perfect. Sienna, thank you so much for stopping by Pulse Radio. We appreciate having you always. You're such a pleasure. And you actually honored the Pulse magazine before the cover. Bracing is amazing.
Appreciate your support and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tianna. See you again soon.